With a name that sounds more like it'd be a type of munition than a weight loss supplement, the StripFast 5000 Fire Bullets makes a lot of bold claims about weight and fat loss. But how well do these claims hold up to research? Let's take a look at the ingredients. Here are the doses per capsule. The recommended dosing is 1-2 capsules per day. We're going to analyze each ingredient to see whether they contain a sufficient dose, whether it contains the active compounds to work, and how effective they may be for weight loss. Raspberry ketones used to be a big deal in the weight loss world, especially after the Dr. Oz show promoted them as a safe and effective way to burn fat more than a decade ago. At least one of those claims turned out to be true. They seem to be safe to take. However, the buzz around this supplement has pretty much disappeared, and there's a good reason for that. It simply doesn't work. The initial interest stemmed from a few studies involving cells and mice, which suggested that raspberry ketones might help release fat from fat cells in mice. By the way, it's important to note that these ketones have no connection to the ketone bodies associated with ketosis. This was spurred on by the fact that raspberry ketones appear to chemically resemble synephrine, a known stimulant and possible weight loss agent. Despite all the initial hype, there were no human trials to support these claims. As people tried them and realized they were utterly ineffective, the popularity of raspberry ketones plummeted. So when Dr. Oz touted raspberry ketones as a miraculous fat burner, he was technically correct. He might just have forgotten to mention that it only works on mice. Bitter orange extracts were once popular as a weight loss dietary supplement due to their natural stimulant compounds, which had appetite-suppressing qualities. Studies suggested that supplementing with these stimulants, often combined with caffeine, had modest short-term effects on weight loss. However, in 2004, the FDA banned the use of these stimulants in supplements due to concerns about their impact on heart health. There were reported cases of heart attacks, seizures, strokes, and even sudden deaths associated with their use. Some of these severe incidents even occurred in individuals with no pre-existing health issues or those taking relatively low doses. Nowadays, supplements sold in the United States and Canada that contain bitter orange extracts can only include the citrus bioflavonoids within the bitter orange and need to remove any stimulant-like compounds. Consequently, these supplements are essentially the same as any generic bioflavonoid supplement, which, like regular vitamin C, may have some general health benefits, but doesn't offer any specific advantages for weight loss or obesity. Green tea is a common ingredient in weight loss supplements because it contains EGCG, which is believed to support weight loss. However, the actual impact of these compounds on fat metabolism is relatively modest, and it's unlikely they can lead to significant weight loss on their own. Interestingly, green tea extracts also contain a small amount of caffeine, and research suggests that it's this caffeine content that may provide more of the weight loss benefits than the other compounds. Regardless, Fire Bullets doesn't even standardize the extract to have EGCG, meaning that you may not be getting much, if any, of the active ingredient at all. The notion that cayenne extracts can be a game changer for burning fat is a bit of a myth. This idea comes from a few studies involving cells and mice, which indicated that activating TRPV1 receptors, the ones triggered by cayenne or spicy food, might lead to minor cellular changes that could be potentially beneficial for obesity. These changes include things like reducing fat production and increasing the activity of brown adipose tissue. The catch here is that all these studies were conducted on cells or on mice, not on actual humans. There's no solid evidence to show that stimulating TRPV1 receptors in humans can produce these effects. In reality, when it comes to humans, studies indicate that taking cayenne extracts is unlikely to have a significant impact on weight. Research also suggests that consuming capsaicin isn't likely to result in substantial fat loss or increased energy expenditure. Cayenne extracts are also sometimes thought to aid weight loss by curbing appetite. Taking cayenne extracts on an empty stomach can lead to feelings of nausea and bloating, which some people interpret as a reduced appetite. Nevertheless, this effect doesn't seem to be of much practical use, as studies have already shown that taking cayenne extracts probably won't have a substantial impact on weight or fat in humans. I've said this before in the past and I'll say it again. Cayenne and capsaicin supplements aren't going to help with weight or fat loss. However, increasing your intake of spicy foods that contain cayenne or capsaicin might indirectly help some people in losing weight. How? Well, I believe spicy foods can assist some people with weight loss in two ways. First, the spiciness of the food can be so intense that it leads to discomfort in your mouth or stomach, leading you to consume less overall food than you would typically. Second, the spice may prompt you to drink more water during your meal, resulting in reduced overall food consumption again. In both scenarios, actually tasting the cayenne as a part of your meal rather than a supplement would be the more effective approach. Caffeine is a well-known ingredient in many workout-boosting supplements, and in Firebullets, it's what backs most of its weight loss claims. Its main job is to help improve your exercise performance. If it doesn't help you work out more effectively, it's unlikely to lead to much weight loss on its own. Firebullets contain roughly the same amount of caffeine as you'd get from drinking 2 cups of coffee. Phenylalanine is an amino acid that was once thought to have some beneficial influences on metabolism, based on less than convincing studies done on cells. However, when it comes to actual humans, studies have shown that taking phenylalanine doesn't impact weight, fat, or metabolism in any way. Those studies also used 5 grams of phenylalanine, so the 25 milligrams found in Firebullets is unlikely to do much, if anything at all. When it comes to safety, Firebullet contains a decent amount of caffeine, which could make you feel jittery or restless. If you're sensitive to caffeine or have heart-related issues, it's crucial to consult your doctor to see if it's safe to use. This product should also be avoided during pregnancy. Additionally, the relatively high dose of cayenne in Firebullets might lead to some gas or bloating for some people, especially if taken on an empty stomach. And if you experience heartburn, this could worsen your symptoms considerably. Firebullets, like most caffeine supplements, primarily aids weight loss when it boosts your exercise routine. In other words, it's not going to burn fat by itself. You still need to put in the effort to exercise more for it to be effective. While it might also lead to a slight decrease in appetite for some people because of the stomach irritation and nausea from the cayenne, this effect alone is unlikely to result in any significant weight loss. In general, Firebullets is essentially another caffeine supplement. They're selling for around $40 per month. You can better replicate what Firebullets provides you by combining caffeine with a good quality cayenne and green tea extract. Generic caffeine tablets are around $2 to $3 per month. Cayenne extracts are around $5 to $6 a month, and a better quality green tea extract is around $4 to $8 a month. So getting generics individually will cost around $11 to $17 a month. Rating Firebullets by effectiveness for weight loss, I'm giving it a C. It's a fancy caffeine supplement, and whether you lose weight depends on whether it can help you exercise more or not. Rating it by cost, I'm giving it a C. You can replicate what Firebullets essentially provides you with generics at a cost many times less. Rating it for safety, I'm giving it a C. It has a moderate caffeine content and a pretty high cayenne content, which can cause a number of side effects. Overall rating, I'm giving it a D. I would not recommend it at all. As before, I'm Dr. Brian Young, bringing you weight loss info on this podcast. If you found this short podcast helpful, please consider following and subscribing to our podcast and share it with someone you know can use the help.